Police state it's 2 a.m., and your mind can't seem to stop drifting to dark places. After watching the news for an hour, it's becoming rather apparent that the world is either tearing itself apart, or it already has and we just don't know it yet. Clearly, we no longer enjoy the freedoms of the generations before us, and our lives are being tracked and traced wherever we go and whatever we do. Between forking over our livelihoods and taxes, fearing being accused of hate speech, and being told that the FDA doesn't approve of our tomato garden in the front yard, life is becoming more and more integrated and dependent upon the system, while self-dependent lifestyles are demonized and ridiculed. You might be wondering, is there a place for people like me anymore? But this is just the beginning. Millions of Americans have a gut feeling that something bad is about to happen, something that may be used to evaporate what little freedom we have left. Now, only the naive seem to be under the impression that the U.S. can continue along its current path and face no cataclysmic consequence. Whether it's war, pestilence, or disease, society is headed for a collapse of continental proportions. It's only a matter of time before the government, through the U.S. military and the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, can trade our liberty for their security. Already FEMA has established programs called the Clergy Response Teams and the FEMA Corps. These programs are specifically designed to go into action during a crisis, where controlling the public is of the uttermost importance. In fact, some of these programs have already been used with astonishing effectiveness. The U.S. government was able to confiscate legally owned guns in certain circumstances through their ability to quell public dissent. It's long been confirmed that FEMA has been creating internment camps for use in national crises. Curiously, the agency has only spent 6% of its budget in preparing for such natural disasters. So if FEMA's prime function, the other 94%, is not natural disasters, then what is? Perhaps it has to do with Bill H.R. 645, wherein the rationale states that the agency is to refurbish these decommissioned military installations into internment camps in order to meet other appropriate needs, as determined by the Secretary of Homeland Security. The true Christian heritage and Christian ideals that are woven into the very fabric of the Constitution. The Department of Homeland Security has already listed those who are reverent of individual liberty as right-wing extremist terrorists. Clearly, the U.S. federal government thinks that liberty lovers are terrorists, and it is already figuring out a place to put folks who will dissent against the government in the event that liberty is abolished. Their chess pieces are quickly moving into their strategic places, waiting for the opportune moment. However, FEMA is merely the tool. These folks, while willfully committing treason against the Constitution and their fellow citizens, aren't the ones who are crouching at our door. These mandates are issued from beyond the office of the presidency, who is only a humble salesman for those who have bought and paid for the U.S. government. Knowing this, it's easy to see why good Americans are losing hope for the future. Not only does it feel as if our elected officials have totally lost control, but the unelected officials have assumed absolute power. The Constitution is becoming null and void very quickly, while those in government spend the U.S. economy into ruin. America burns, while Washington fiddles and frolics in elitist cocktail parties. Is it all over? Not just yet. What they've got and what you can do about it. As we mentioned above, FEMA has already implemented one of their programs called the Clergy Response Teams. This program was used in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, where local pastors were briefed with the mission of quelling public dissent. We all learned to our horror that the U.S. military went from house to house collecting guns. And it was due in part to the clergy response program in New Orleans that the population didn't produce a large outcry. Curiously, those pastors in the clergy response program have kept their traps shut about their involvement with FEMA. This program made its debut on KLSA 12 directly after the Katrina disaster, but we haven't heard much about it since then. It would seem that either the program was dissolved, which is unlikely, due to its astounding effectiveness during the Katrina disaster, or the news reports were buried and all pastors were told not to reveal any information regarding the program. However, with what information we do have, we know that FEMA works closely with faith-based organizations, and they were able to nail down a specific denomination from tracking the sources of the KLSA 12 story, Assemblies of God. One should keep in mind that this happened in 2007. It's a possibility that hundreds of thousands of pastors over a wide variety of denominations are now involved with the program. In addition, FEMA also has a program called the FEMA Corps. It's a program consisting of young people ages 18 through 24 who are civilians and assist FEMA during times of crisis. Interestingly, the program is set up as oddly similar to that of the Hitler Youth. Young and impressionable kids, unarmed, and commanded directly by the dictator, the president, during times of crisis. During World War II, these youngsters were used as spies against their own families for Adolf Hitler's secret police. It's not rocket science to see where this is going. The essential survival secrets of the most vigilant, most skilled, and most savvy survivalists in the world. We already know enough about these programs to understand one thing. They must operate in secret, away from media sources. Their system becomes compromised if they are exposed to public scrutiny, as this would certainly not go over well with most Americans. Also, we know that these programs require children to be uneducated, impressionable, and willing to do whatever FEMA tells them to. So, if you become aware that your pastor is a part of the clergy response program, then first, be sure to let your friends and family know about it. In addition, alerting certain media sources, especially if you've got concrete evidence, confirming your case, could be an appropriate action to take. There is a very prevalent understanding that most of these pastors will be leaders of megachurches, meaning that his or her celebrity-like status might attract curiosity to the FEMA program as a whole. The media originally broke the story, alerting the public to the existence of the clergy response program during Katrina, so there's a big chance that they'll do it again. Also, be sure to keep your kids out of federal government programs like the FEMA Corps if you can. The key to making sure that your kids don't blindly follow a leader is to be good parents. Loving homes that educate their children to the principles of freedom are, and always will be, the first line of defense against tyranny. Kids are impressionable, which is one reason why it's so easy for charismatic leaders/father figures to round them up, indoctrinate them, and set them loose. The kids that are the most resilient to those tactics are the ones that have a deeply ingrained faith, along with a biblically accurate, well-educated worldview. Simply put, their vacuum of knowledge and importance is already filled, and they don't need an all-powerful dictator to fill it. Most kids will be running towards tyranny, while your kids will be running in the same direction you will be. As for your mental state, do keep an eye on current events, as you will want to know the triggers that will most likely take place before that crisis hits. However, in my own personal experience, too much news can lead to depression and hopelessness. When you feel this way, don't waste another minute, but instead spend some time in prayer. Regaining that eternal perspective can feel like a cool breeze, helping you see the light through the darkness of this fallen world. Last, you need to physically prepare. Be sure to learn about wilderness self-reliance skills, bushcraft, and homesteading. When that cataclysmic event occurs, it will be the desperation for resources like food, clean water, and medical supplies that will have people willingly checking into the FEMA internment camps. You don't want to put your loved ones in that position, so be sure to have an evacuation plan, route, and destination ready with supplies enough to sustain you through the crisis however long it may be. The longer you stay alive and free, the longer liberty does the same.